I woke to the sight of vultures circling, three blemishes against the cobalt sky, gliding lower with each pass, almost lazily, as if taking the time to savor their next meal. I sat up to rub my face, to clear some of the fog that hung thick in my mind. But instead, I found myself staring at an unfamiliar hand. My hand, apparently, since it was attached to my arm. But I recognized neither. The vultures rasped their displeasure and returned to their overwatch as I steadied myself against the sudden lurching of the world, as if I had just fallen. I shook my head again, willing the numbing fog from it. But the more I struggled for clarity, the more it drew in around me, smothering the knowledge of where I was or why I was there. A memory stirred within the depths of my mind, an indistinct shape of something that offered little more than a brief affirmation that this was exactly what I had been hoping for before it slipped away. I flexed the hand attached to my new arm and watched the five short fingers curl and extend. The skin creasing and folding around the joints was darker than I remembered mine being, but just as hairless. It felt entirely normal, but there was something about the movement that sent a shiver through me. As I struggled back into a sitting position, I felt a flare of heat at the back of my head, as if someone had touched me with a flaming brand. It was the only warning I had that something was very wrong. One moment, there was simply the sweet scent of crushed grass, the rasping call of the vultures and the sparrow singing, and the next, my senses were lost to a maelstrom of pain. Unsurpassed agony swept over and through me, unstoppable and unrelenting. I spent what felt like an eternity screaming and wishing that it would overwhelm me and send me back to sleep or simply kill me. But no such relief came. I was awake, yet could do nothing. My brain felt like it was tearing itself apart from within, and all reason was swept away beneath a torrent of sensation. When I eventually came to my senses, I was once again staring at the clouds. But now, my body felt as distant and unresponsive as a rock. The fog still cloaked my memories, but it was clear enough to understand that something had gone terribly awry. I felt the tug of distant memories, but again, they fled from my mind before I could glean anything apart from a vague sense of frustrated urgency from them. I tried everything I could think of as I lay there, the sun bathing me in a heat I couldn't feel. I couldn't even grunt with the effort that I put into trying to move my arm. I tried a hand instead, and then a mere finger. But my efforts all ended in disappointment. Apart from touch, my other senses were still keen. But that was as comforting as it was useless. The horror of my predicament was starting to give way to a sort of boredom when the first vulture reappeared in my field of vision. I willed it to keep flying, but wasn't really surprised when it ignored my silent entreaty and returned with its friend in tow. I tried to still the panic rising within me, but the return of the third bird put paid to that. They were descending in tightening spirals, emboldened once more by my distinct and terrifyingly persistent lack of movement. Lower and lower they drifted, until they disappeared from my line of sight. I heard the soft thumps of their landing moments later, followed by Rorke's cawing and clicking as they competed among themselves to decide which of them would be first in line at the Feast of Stratus. Stratus. My name was Stratus. If I could have spoken, I might have said it aloud a few times, but for now, I had to content myself with thinking about it. Stratus. I wanted to sob, to scream, to do anything but lie there waiting to be torn apart by their dirty beaks. But it seemed that my path was about to come to a messy end, and the only consolation that fate could offer me was that I would at least be spared from the pain of my slow death. The first of the vultures loomed into view, clicking its beak as it waddled towards me. I tried everything I could to do something. Anything, but nothing happened. I was a living corpse,